On Wednesday, I had the opportunity to watch five young men enter into religious life, taking their first vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. It's a group called the Knights of the Holy Eucharist, a new Franciscan community that's beginning in our diocese. Well, of course, our Lord has not called all of us to a religious vocation. I think the lives of consecrated religious are a reminder how each of us are called and chosen by Christ to follow him. Each one of us are called to bear fruit in our lives, the simple message of our parable. And we do so by being faithful to the gifts we have received from God, the promises we made when we accepted those gifts, especially our baptismal promises that are lived out in our particular vocation. We live in a culture that exaggerates the total liberty of the individual to do whatever I want, to determine my life. I do it my way. Contrast this with St. Paul's description of Jesus Christ. He was obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Obedience is really an act of faith and trust, believing that God is in authority of everything that happens, that he knows what is best for me, and that when I strive to follow his commandments and to do his will, I will find happiness, meaning, purpose, fulfillment in my life. Maybe you've had the same experience I have. Some of the happiest people I know are consecrated religious, men and women, exactly the opposite of what the world would think of someone who has given up marriage and given up all their possessions. They found a greater treasure, that pearl of great price, in the person of Jesus Christ, and have chosen to follow him with a pure heart, consecrating their lives to him in a generous and joyful way. And so all of us, from our baptism, have been consecrated to God. He has chosen us. He is our inheritance, my allotted portion and my cup. We cannot turn back. We must not exchange him for any other thing or person. We are children of our Father who has truly made us his sons and daughters. We've looked at the message of Fatima, and how Our Lady called for the Pope, together with all the bishops of the world, to consecrate the world in Russia to her Immaculate Heart. And St. John Paul II made that Marian consecration of the world in 1984. But what about for each of us? In order to help us live and further the consecration of our baptism, I want to look at the devotion of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Consecration is setting a person, place, or thing apart for God. The devotion of total consecration is giving oneself to Jesus Christ through the hands of his mother Mary. I make this total consecration seeking to deepen my relationship with Christ that was established at baptism, but now to live it more dynamically. Total consecration is made by a prayer, an act of consecration, after a time of preparation, through prayer and reflection on the truth of who Jesus Christ is and his role in my life, and the role of Mary as the Mother of God also in my life. The devotion of total consecration comes from the spiritual writings of St. Louis Marie de Montfort, a French priest who understood that the surest way to grow in a relationship of love with Jesus Christ is to grow in a relationship of love with his mother. This idea of giving oneself into the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary was not new. It grew out of the profound devotion to the Blessed Mother that's always been a part of the life of the Church. But St. Louis de Montfort made explicit in his teaching that the purpose and end of any devotion to Mary was to give oneself to Jesus, her Son. As a result, deepening one's love and devotion to the Mother of God, as expressed in total consecration, deepens one's love for Jesus. What are the characteristics of total consecration? As I said, it is Christocentric. It is centered on Christ. Since all we do should be for the glory and honor of God, it's not surprising that our relationship with His Mother should have at its goal our growth in love and devotion to her Son, who is true God and true man. It makes perfect sense that she who loved Him above all and gave herself entirely to Him would always lead us to Him and teach us to do His will. St. Louis, in his work, True Devotion to Mary, teaches, Jesus, our Savior, true God and true man, must be the ultimate end of all our devotions. Total consecration is Trinitarian, since the object of our faith is one God in three divine persons. It's no surprise that the prayer for total consecration is Trinitarian. God is the Father, the fountainhead of love. God is the eternal and incarnate Word, Jesus Christ, true God and true man. God is the Holy Spirit, by whose overshadowing of the Virgin Mary, the Word was made flesh. The goal of total consecration is to deepen our relationship of love with each person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then to act as other Christ, to bring this good news and these relationships to others. Total consecration is total. According to St. Louis de Montfort, all that we have and possess must be given to Mary and consequently to Jesus. This is a powerful antidote for living in a culture that tells us we're defined by our possessions and by our self-will. This prevailing attitude can lead us to only give partially and begrudgingly a tiny part of who we are back to God, to be still attached to the things of this world and even attached to our sins. Total consecration enables us to see ourselves as owning nothing, because all we have comes from God. All we are belongs to Him. It helps a person to see that his or her identity and happiness depends on God alone. It is living to the fullest Mary's response to God's plan, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Giving ourselves totally to Our Lady, we surrender totally to God and find true life in our relationship with Christ. Total consecration is Marian because Jesus Christ came to us in the Incarnation through the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Lady's yes made her the Mother of God and gave her a central role in God's plan of salvation. Because Jesus came to us through His Mother, therefore God has established, in accord with His plan, that through her we can go to Him. For St. Louis de Montfort, there are not two consecrations, one to Jesus and one to Mary. Rather, there is only one, the total consecration to Jesus, the fruit of the womb of the Virgin Mary. He notes, we consecrate ourselves at one and the same time, to the Most Holy Virgin and to Jesus Christ. She is the Mother of Christ and the Mother of the Church and the Mother who always brings us to her Son. As we heard on the recordings, St. John Paul II was a great devotee of this doctrine of St. Louis de Montfort. His papal motto, Totus Tuus, I am totally yours. Taken from that prayer of St. Louis, I am totally yours, and all that I have is yours, O Virgin blessed above all. It was as a laborer in a chemical plant in Krakow during the very dark days of the Nazi occupation of Poland that the future pontiff read the works of Louis de Montfort and came to a new and deeper appreciation of the relationship that he was called to have with the Mother of God. He wrote in Crossing the Threshold of Hope some 50 years later, "Thanks to St. Louis de Montfort, I came to understand that true devotion to the Mother of God is actually Christocentric. Indeed, it is very profoundly rooted in the mystery of the Blessed Trinity and in the mysteries of the Incarnation and Redemption." So if you're interested in deepening your relationship with Jesus Christ, in living your faith more devotedly within the church, of being an apostle who brings the gospel to others, perhaps you should consider this total consecration to Jesus Christ through his Mother Mary. How do you make the act of total consecration? It's done after a 33-day period of prayer and preparation, which is described in the book for preparation for total consecration, according to St. Louis de Montfort. Or there's a much more kind of modern update. Many people have been enjoying making the consecration by reading Father Michael Gately's book called 33 Days to Morning Glory. Daily prayer and reception of Holy Communion during the preparation is encouraged, and Holy Communion and confession is recommended on the day of consecration. The act of total consecration is made then on the 34th day. Usually it's time to end on a Marian feast day. And the purpose of total consecration is that conversion of heart and growth in holiness to Jesus through Mary. Personally, I've made the full 33-day consecration to Jesus through Mary several times in my life, including this last summer when I was in Fatima on July 13th. But I also renew it every morning. As I put on my scapular, I say a little prayer I found, although you could use any Marian prayer that you like. O Mary, my Queen and my Mother, I give myself entirely to Thee and show my devotion to Thee. I consecrate to Thee this day my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart, my whole being without reserve. Therefore, good Mother, as I am Thine own, keep me and guard me as Thy property and possession. Recall it was Jesus himself who consecrated us to his mother as he hung upon the cross, saying to her, "Behold your son," referring not just to St. John, but to all of us. And then turning to St. John and to all of us, he said, "Behold your mother." We live in a world where things like the cell phone and internet were supposed to make us more connected. And yet many people seem to be becoming more and more isolated and self-centered. They've lost the ability to believe in God and to realize they can only know themselves by knowing God first. Many have lost the ability to have a relationship with others and are unaware of the importance of their spiritual life. In answer to these attitudes, total consecration proclaims that we belong to Jesus Christ through his Holy Mother. It reminds us that we belong to the church and have relationships with one another in the body of Christ. It tells us that we are called to live and proclaim Jesus' gospel in and through the church he founded. As Father Michael Gately says, Mary is God's secret weapon in learning to trust in him. What is the message of divine mercy? Jesus, I trust in you. Sin is always my failure to trust God, to believe that he has a plan for my greatest happiness. And so Mary, as a tender mother, teaches us in this way of trust. I've been discovering this more and more in my own prayers. For example, take a look at the little way of St. Therese. Everybody says it's doing small things with great love, right? Well, that's what most people think. But for some reason, my love just isn't quite as great as St. Therese's. What I've come to realize in prayer is that the little way of St. Therese is a way of trust. It's believing in God's promise of mercy, even though I am imperfect and weak and sinful. In fact, it's believing that even though I am small, God can raise me to the heights of sanctity. He can make us into great saints. If we imagine holiness like a mountain in front of us that we have to climb, we're tempted to despair because it seems so high and we're so small. And indeed, it probably is impossible to climb on our own. St. Therese looks at this mountain of holiness and realizes she's too weak. She's too little. She can't possibly climb it. She needs an elevator. The little way of St. Therese is one of trust, where she throws herself into the arms of Jesus. She entrusts herself totally to him. And his arms are that elevator that lifts her up, that carries her and you and me up the mountain of holiness. This is God's work, not just ours. And by the way, as we are called to climb this seemingly impassable mountain of holiness, we do so exactly the same way we make any other pilgrimage. One step at a time. And yet how many people, they see the size of the mountain and become so daunted by it, they don't even take the first step. So please take from this retreat at least one resolution. One step you can take to grow as a person, to grow in your relationship with God, especially to grow in your prayer life. As Fulton Sheen said, it would be much better to make one resolution and do it well than to make 20 resolutions and fail at all of them. We naturally tend to fear suffering and the cross. We're hesitant to climb the mountain of Calvary, even though that is the only place we will find the one whose heart was pierced as a fountain of mercy. Yet we find in Mary that she is easy to approach. And when we come to her, she brings us to join her in standing there at the foot of the cross on Calvary. She truly is God's secret weapon, because Mary always leads us to the source of divine mercy, Jesus Christ, so that we may become instruments of divine mercy, leading others to discover him as the source, love and mercy itself. Consecrated to God, we belong to Jesus Christ. I am totally yours. Through Mary, when we come to find that he is the very goal, meaning, purpose, and fulfillment of our lives, to him we give all praise and adoration, glory and thanks, now and forever. Amen.